looks a close game in the end. And we got probably quite close to winning it towards the end in some ways. In all, you probably have to say the North Ants just about deserve that one.
When you look back over this game, your first innings is one of the issues, and the number of drop catches as well in North Ants' first innings as well, the main difference between the two sides.
Yeah, first innings, I thought that after about the first hour, we were about 70 for two. I thought we'd got through quite a tough period without getting blown away, because it was tough conditions to bat in that first morning. Then we probably should have made more from that position than the 160, 170 that we got. As you say, they could have been 70 for five as well if we'd managed to hold on to some relatively straightforward chances.
It got quite close towards the end of things, and Paul Coughlan, certainly a lot of praise comes out of this match for him. He's worked his socks off, 10 wickets in the game, just overshadowed by the fact that you lost in the end.
To be fair to Paul, he's been pretty good since, for the last few weeks. The numbers haven't always looked great on paper, but he's been trying to drag the side along at times, not quite on his own, but he's certainly been a senior leading figure in the bowling attack for the last few weeks. And I'm glad he's got some wickets against his name. I'm sure he would like it to have been in a winning cause, but no, he's been good for quite a while now. He's just got to the rewards this week.
You're using the phrase dragging the side along. I mean, you've got the injuries, you've lost a couple of key players from last year, but things generally seem quite flat this season in the county championship when you compare to how well you were playing in the One Day Cup and how positive things look there. There just doesn't seem to have been that cutting edge yet in the county championship.
We did okay in the RL 50s. Yeah, I thought we played some good cricket at times there. In the championship, I think we're struggling to maintain the standards that are required for long enough over the 4 days. That's the problem. We have periods in the 4 days where we play some good cricket, the standards are high, but whether it be with the ball, with the bat, or in the field, we're just going through too many periods where the mistakes are costing us. So yeah, we can talk about the catches, but there's also periods with the ball where we haven't been as good as we should have been, and as I say, we probably should have got more with the bat in the first innings.
Do you think the enormity of this points deduction from the ECB is maybe weighing on the players now? They're starting to realise that this is a much bigger task than they first perhaps thought it would be. You're still at the bottom of the table, 4 defeats in 5.
I think we were quite aware of the size of the points deduction before the start of the season. Possibly the loss of a few of the personnel maybe is greater than we thought, not just in terms of runs or wickets or something like that, but just in case, in terms of battle-hardened campaigners in the dressing room, we'd probably touch light on those.
And the travelling that you've got to do as well, it's relentless really. In the county championship, they've sent you to Bristol first away game, then you've been to Hove and Swansea, one day between those two. You're starting at Canterbury a day earlier than everybody else, another 350-mile trip. It couldn't have been harder really, the fixture list in the county championship, when you start to look at it in more detail.
Physically it's quite hard, and it's definitely had an impact on a couple of spines amongst the bowling attack. It'd be hard to say that Onions and Rushworth's absence or absences at times haven't been made worse probably by the amount of time they've had to spend on a bus. But we kind of knew that's part and parcel of being in the Northeast. I mean, it does happen, and as you say, they've come thick and fast, and some big road trips.
You've got another road trip coming up this week to Canterbury. Who will be back in your ranks for that one? You've missed Chris Rushworth against North Ants. Is he likely to return?
Well, the lads have just peeled their boots off, so not quite sure where everybody is. In all honesty, I'm sure Coughlan probably shouldn't be playing. He's in danger of getting a serious injury if we keep bowling him into the ground. And he's bowled a lot of overs in the last 3 or 4 weeks, and also had that travelling that you mentioned. So in a perfect world, it would probably be a good time to rest him. But I'm sure he'll be keen to play, and physically at the moment he seems to be standing up to it.
And is Chris Rushworth likely to return?
He had a little bit of a bowl today. Unfortunately, it had to be indoors. We'll see how he reacts to that.
And it's a tough one, isn't it? I mean, Kent have started off really brightly this season. They've just signed a new Pakistan spin bowler today as well.
Yasir Shah. Okay, well. Well, maybe it means they're going to prepare a drier pitch, and I won't need quite as many seamers next week.
How do you pick your players up finally going into that game? You haven't got time really to dwell on it, have you?
It's a tough one, because we need to have some honest conversations about where the levels are. Players need to understand, but also, you know, you do need to be a little bit protective of them and make sure they don't feel too bad. They're feeling pretty bad at the moment, so it's not a good time to stick the boot in, but at some point in the next 48 hours we need to have a couple of pretty honest conversations about the standards that are required to win 4-day cricket.